Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Breaking news right now out of Thailand.
Rescue teams are working through the night to save 12 boys and their coach trapped inside a cave.
In 2018, the world was gripped by a story from Thailand. A schoolboy football team had gone on a potholing expedition with their coach, and it all went horribly wrong when the monsoon rains came unexpectedly.
The monsoon had come early. The conditions in the cave were impossible. There was a very strong feeling that the children couldn't be still alive.
They were stuck, not just in a cave, but at the end of over a kilometre of inaccessible caves, many of them now totally submerged in water. The Thai army and hundreds of volunteers from all over the world worked day and night to find them.
We need expert cave divers out here.
The Thai Navy SEALs put everything they had into it. But only this group of people who do it as a weekend hobby has those skills.
And it became clear that only a very few people had the necessary skills to negotiate these caves and underground rivers. Cave divers, all amateur, mostly middle-aged men. People like Englishman Rick Stanton.
I was thinking, this has actually got our name all over it.
You couldn't see your hand in front of your face. Trying to wriggle through holes that I couldn't wriggle through, finding a bigger space, sliding through, and then repeating again and again.
Stanton put together a small team of cave divers virtually overnight, and then they took off to Thailand with, they confessed, very little confidence the boys were even alive. While the British team started looking for a way in, outside the families of the boys waited and prayed. And beyond Thailand, the world did the same thing. It was the only story on every news channel, though there was increasing fear for the outcome.
My mind was on overdrive. My God, am I going to be good enough? If they die, it's going to tear me apart.
If you don't die, everyone will die.
The National Geographic documentary The Rescue is only one of the several films, documentary and drama, currently in production, though I can't imagine why you'd need to see more than this one. If you think you already know what happened and how and why, you may be surprised.
We didn't think it was possible to dive the children out. We came up with the actual logistical plan.
I told him, that's a horrible idea. And then Rick said, what if it's the only idea?
For instance, I had no idea how much work the Thai Navy SEALs had done before Rick and his cave divers arrived. I also had no idea how the boys managed to survive for days with no food, or how Australian anaesthetist Richard Harris got involved.
We were brutally honest. We promised multiple fatalities.
It's about controlling your emotions and your fear. Panic is death in the cave.
Like all good documentary makers, directors Jimmy Chin and Chai Vasahelyi never get ahead of the action. We follow the would-be rescuers every step of the way, from despair to tiny hope to the astonishing moment when they and the world found the entire team sitting on a rock.
How many of you? 13?
We look into each other's faces thinking, we may be the only ones that ever see them.
The film footage is astonishing. National Geographic seem to have access to a very wide range of sources, from Navy SEALs footage and camera phone shots from family and friends to, critically, material from the cave divers themselves. And everything they didn't have film of, they recreated back in Britain using the original divers. Rick Stanton.
The whole aim was to create recreate our story to show what we'd got went through in Thailand, and this is, you know, the accumulation of that, and we're bringing it to the general public. So that's exactly why we signed up for this feature.
If you don't remember the story, go and see The Rescue. If you think you remember the story, well, go and see it too. You'll be surprised, as I was, how often you're surprised. And above all, it's one for people looking for that uplifting ending that so few so-called feel-good movies actually deliver. It takes real life to do that.
I told the guys, this is a one-way trip. Once you start, you cannot stop.
Believe. Believe.